I proceed with absurd questioning? Or do I really care? Or maybe I'm just scared to be all by myself, like there's no one else out there. There's no such thing as love, just hormones and too much fear. And oh, I'm scared, she'll see me there. And I was so
hello and good morning, KSJE listeners. My name is Jennifer Johnson, and with me is the lovely Catherine Abeta, and this is the Jen and Catherine Show 2.0. We are here to support KSJE on the DJ for a day, so we are asking anyone to call in to make donations on the KSJE studio line, which is 566-3909, and we are also with United Way, so we're linking up this fundraising effort with our new campaign of Keeping It Local. So if you want to give back, keeping it where you live is really the way to go. The song that we just opened up with is actually a local artist, just happens to be my brother, and so we thought that would be a good way to kick off the show.
And we just want to thank Scott for having us back for the second round of DJ for a Day. Jennifer and I have a lot of fun doing this, and like she said, this is all an effort to support our local public radio here at KSJE. You can listen at 90.9 or stream online. And we do want to encourage callers throughout the show, because that's fun and that's kind of why we're here. So remember, you can call in at 566-3909.
We don't have any prizes to give away this time, but we do have, of course, another treasure trove of jokes. So I am full of absolutely fantastic, intelligent, creative adult material. In fact, I'll just give you a little sampling. We'll start with my favorite. Catherine, what do you call a fake noodle?
What do you call a fake noodle? What do you call it?
An impasta.
So we picked a theme for our radio show today, and it's all food related. So all of our corny jokes will have that food element. And the reason that we chose that is because we are also promoting an initiative that's very important to us at United Way, and it's about local food insecurity. And so Jennifer and I are going to be talking about food insecurity from a local level and just informative, but then we'll also kind of sprinkle in just some humor and some songs and some callers. So thank you so much for listening and hearing our funny jokes.
Absolutely. And part of the call-in and this insecurity is that we do have a challenge also to pose to the community. So anyone who feels moved by the concept of food insecurity, want to get a feel for what it's like to live on a food stamp budget, can join Catherine and I. And next week, just Monday through Friday for the work week from May 22nd through the 26th, we are going to try to live on a food stamp budget. In San Juan County, 1 in 4 children is chronically hungry, and there are over 24,000 people who have this problem of food insecurity or live on a food stamp budget. So we have the amounts if anybody wants to know how much they've got to struggle through each day for an individual, which is going to be myself, is $6.51.
So Jennifer is going to be limiting herself to $6.50 a day to feed herself. And we're going to be tracking that on our Facebook page. And I am going to be doing it for myself and my kiddos. And so I get $16 a day to feed myself and 2 growing kids. And that's going to be quite a challenge. It's very different than what we're used to. But considering how many people face this as their reality every single day here locally, we really want to shine a light on what we can do and what we are doing at United Way to help in the efforts of ending food insecurity and to help promote healthier lives for everyone.
Absolutely. So if you have any experience with living on a food stamp budget, or you would love to join us and try this yourself, if you know of a great sale on beans and rice, if you have a recipe,
way to stretch your
super
budget,
inexpensive to make and child friendly, we'd love to hear about it either on our Facebook page, or if you could call us on air, let us know, 566-3909. And if you do want to live on that budget, maybe you can scrape off the extra that you would have been spending on Starbucks and Taco Bell and give it to KSJE. Keep the listener-supported radio alive.
That's right. So we've got one more joke for you, Jen, before we take you, audience, into our next song.
Absolutely.
So, Jen, what do you call a stolen yam?
A stolen yam. I have no idea.
A hot potato.
Very good. Very good. Well, on the theme of food and food insecurity, we have a rowdy little tune by a gentleman known as Weird Al Yankovic called Eat It.
I got me always such a fuzzy young man.
And we're back. This is the Catherine and Jen Show, and we are here raising support and money for KSJE, the local public radio. You can call us at 566-3909. You can donate over the phone, online, send a check, any which way. We have a caller online, and we're gonna take Tony. You're on the air.
Yes. I think you should bring attention to the fact that in schools, and I'm sure it happens in all schools in New Mexico and perhaps throughout the country, kids are given nutritional food, vegetables and other type of nutritional foods, and they're throwing it in the trash can. There's a news clip on that last week. So it's hard to believe that, you know, they're having this food shortage, and yet kids aren't being educated in how to preserve food and how to save food and, you know, be thankful for every meal they get.
You're so right.
Absolutely. And that is just, it's so hard for me to imagine, especially nutritious food being wasted. And that's kind of what we were hoping to bring light to with this food insecurity challenge, is that, you know, kids aren't being educated on not only what's really nutritious, but also just how valuable that is and how lucky they are to have those meals ready for them and thought through very well. So we're hoping that somehow this education will trickle down and the parents will inform the kids, you know, that there are probably far more of their classmates that are starving and maybe even in silence, and that they should appreciate all that they have.
And, you know, an interesting statistic that recently came out through the county health records is that in San Juan County, 76% of children qualify for free or reduced lunch, which speaks to a lot of different things, and part of the reason that we really want to promote awareness on food insecurity, because children, and it's children and both seniors that really face the most hardship because they're the most vulnerable in this situation. And so promoting healthier eating, and then also, like you were saying, Tony, appreciation of the food that you have to eat really will go a long way.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you.
For your call.
Thank you. Well, on that sad note of vegetables, which are one of my favorite things in the whole world, I am a total equal opportunity vegetable eater. I think maybe we need another joke.
I think so, too. Let's lighten things up a little bit.
Catherine, you know how you make an apple turnover?
Bake it?
Push it downhill. You gotta love it when you crack up at your own joke.
Well, I have a good one that I really like. What do you get if you divide the circumference of a jack-o'-lantern by its diameter?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. Now we're talking math. This is over my head.
Come on, listeners. Pumpkin pie.
Oh my goodness. We're talking pie like 3.14 pie.
Correct.
I love it. Just love it.
We've got another caller.
Yay.
Hello, caller. Thank you for calling the Catherine and Jen Show.
Good morning.
Who are we talking to?
This is a friend from Three Rivers Brewery.
And who might that be?
Ricky Bear.
Ricky.
Good morning, ladies. How are you?
We're so glad you called.
Ricky, you are perhaps the greatest chef of all time, a very well-kept secret in San Juan County. If you've ever eaten at Three Rivers and thought to yourself, my, this is not the food I would expect from a brewery, that is one of the men behind the music.
Well, thank you. It means a lot.
So, Ricky, are you going to join this food insecurity challenge? Doesn't that sound exciting?
I think it does.
So now you've got quite the family to feed, though, right?
More than one, yes. Absolutely.
So let me give you your daily budget amount, because even if anybody doesn't stick to this challenge and you find it too much, I think just considering it while you're at the store or while you're cooking is a lot. You get the whole lesson just in that. So how many are in your house total, Ricky?
I have four in my house, myself and then the three kids most of the time.
Woo! So you're looking at a daily budget of $20.93.
And remember, that's for three meals.
That's
So that's 12 meals a day that you need to make happen for $20.
$20, yeah.
But I tell you what, if anybody could spin some magic out of some rice and beans, it would be Mr. Bear.
Yeah, speaking of, do you have any tips for us on maybe making something stretch further from your culinary expertise?
Well, I mean, rice always goes a long way.
Absolutely. And it's inexpensive and
always
filling.
Always goes a long way because you can repurpose the beans.
Absolutely.
You know, they always make good breakfast burritos from the night after, you know.
Ooh, that's a good thought.
That is a good idea.
Breakfast burritos.
I mean, even, of course, I mean, the proteins that you might not eat the night before, you can turn into your lunch salad the next day, which, I mean, salad's inexpensive. Mm-hmm. Get a head of lettuce for 99 cents, and it'll go for, you know, at least those three meals, garnishes, whatever it may be.
Ooh, that's a really good idea.
Will your kids eat salad?
My kids love salad, and even if you don't do the salad, you just do a wrap, and they will demolish the wrap.
Awesome.
Yeah, you just hide a salad in a tortilla, right?
Yeah, because that's another thing that I bet a lot of people face challenges with is when you don't have a lot of money to spend on food and you have a picky eater. Those two things don't sound like they match too well. So
a head of iceberg lettuce is like 99 cents. You cut it in half, make lettuce cups. And you can put anything on the lettuce cups that your kids might like, and it's done. There's your lunch right there.
See, I just love that.
Thank you so much for calling with the tips, and we hope that you'll try to consider the challenge for a week. And like Jen had said to everyone listening, if you can't make the challenge yourself, think about it when you're going to the grocery store and just imagine what you would be buying differently, how you'd be preparing it, and who you'd be preparing it for if you only had $6.
Absolutely. And Ricky, if you do end up doing it, if you want to get real fancy on our Facebook page and take a picture or send us a recipe of what you might be having with your kiddos, we would just love that.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you ladies, and I'm going to try the challenge because, yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, yes. Ricky.
All right. Enjoy the day.
You
Thanks
too.
So much.
Bye-bye. Well, great. So we've got another person on board with our Food Insecurity Week Challenge, and that's actually starting just this next week. We're starting on Monday, and we're going to be documenting it every day, the different challenges, and my challenges will be feeding picky kids and trying to get nutrients in them as well.
Absolutely, and I also have food intolerances, so rice, also a great companion to people who are gluten intolerant. So if you feel like maybe you can't afford the gluten-free waffles for a week and you don't know how you could possibly do it, there's a way.
Mm-hmm.
You can make corn tortilla breakfast tacos.
Yeah, and that's another thing that we're considering. And in Jen's document of how she'll be doing the Food Insecurity Week is those health restrictions. You know, health restrictions happen to all kinds of different people. And we know that as soon as you have to restrict your diet and eliminate things or substitute, things start to get a lot more expensive. And there's really no wiggle room there. So that's going to be a really interesting thing. So definitely look at our Facebook page for updates constantly next week about the challenges and maybe some ideas and fresh perspectives on how we're making our meals work.
And if you want to get a little exercise in just before the start of that week, there is a sensational event going on for KSJE, which is the 0 Mile Fun Run.
And we hear it is 0 miles downhill.
0 miles downhill. First prize is going to be incredible.
We don't know that for sure.
So basically, Saturday the 20th at San Juan College, for the low, low price of $25, which goes to support your local radio, you will get a 0 Mile Fun Run t-shirt to commemorate the fact that you showed up and ran nowhere. It's beautiful.
Fast.
I love it. It's my kind of race.
So do lots of stretching beforehand, and you can prepare for Food Insecurity Week by getting a little fake exercise and support a good cause.
Absolutely. I'll be there for sure. It's going to be 11 a.m. at the Learning Commons at San Juan College. Bring your $25 and register beforehand online to make sure that you get this once-in-a-lifetime t-shirt and in your size. You might need a smaller size by the end of Food Stamp Week. To register, it's www.ksje.com/funrun.
We just want to remind everybody why we're here today. Jen and I are happy to continue supporting KSJE, our local public radio. We listen to it at work. We listen to it in the car. Plays pretty awesome music, and it's a nice variety that you don't get on many other stations around. KSJE is listener supported, which means it takes us and you to keep it going. And they even do fun things and invite us on, like this. So keep supporting KSJE. You can donate online through PayPal. It's really simple. That's how I did it. And you can also get some cool swag, too, in exchange for your donation and your continued support. And you can wear KSJE around and let your friends know that you like public radio, too. It's what all of the cool kids are doing.
Yeah, and nerdy is very hip right now.
It really is. So get on board.
Nerd it up with KSJE. Now I think we are going to go ahead and play you another song just to give you a little break from the Catherine and Jen food insecurity. So we doing number two? So we're going to play a classy tune by Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong called Summertime.
Summertime.
And we're back to the Catherine and Jen show.
Dun, dun, dun.
We're halfway into our show, which is great, but that also means that we're leaving soon.
So there's only a little bit more time to call and tell us about the phenomenal six-figure contribution that you want to make to KSJE so that Catherine and I can personally shake your hand and tell you how amazing you are. So in case you want to do that, the number is 566-3909. In fact, speaking of 909, Catherine, did you know that 90.9 has been rocking and rolling since 1990?
That's awesome.
I think I know something else that's been rocking and rolling since 1990, huh?
What's that?
The 90s.
I love the 90s.
I have a joke. We'll change the subject on that one. So, Catherine, why did the can crusher quit his job?
Ooh, I've heard this one before. Tell me.
Because it was so depressing.
Soda. That's probably a hard joke to sell real well in Minnesota. It's so depressing.
It just doesn't quite come off right.
No, it doesn't. Well, that's funny. I have a really good one. What do you do if life gives you melons?
Make melonade?
No, go to the doctor. You have dyslexia.
Oh, my gosh. It's so...
Let it sink in.
Melons and lemons. Yep, there we go. I love it. Well, we did have a caller that we lost. If you're still there, we'd love to hear from you. The lines are open in case anybody wants to either tell us a phenomenal joke or let us know an experience that you may have had with food insecurity or to accept our challenge to see what it feels like to live on that budget for a work week from Monday through Friday. We had a couple of people share some wonderful tips on beans and rice. And one thing that you might have to keep in mind, too, is what about that morning cup of coffee?
Mm-hmm.
What about that
glass
Diet
of
Dr.
wine.
Pepper? What about that glass of wine? There's just so many little things you don't think of, even down to a pack of gum.
Yeah.
You know, I probably chew 4 pieces of gum in a day.
Or you think of a bottle of water. So you have a bottle of water and you think, well, this is pretty cheap. It's less than a dollar. But if you only have $6 to spend across 3 meals for a day, a bottle of water becomes a really big cost.
So it's probably being generous, but we do think you should probably go ahead and include your basic pantry items. So flour, sugar, butter, or oil, whatever you got there, salt and pepper. But other than that, really be conscious of everything that you put in your body and think about what it would be like to have to try to live on that budget. Would you want one big awesome meal for $6.50, or are you going to try to spread it out? Are you going to try to make some friends and see if they'll invite you over for dinner? But please share your struggle with us on Facebook. And another reminder, even though I just mentioned it, since it's going to be so sensational and it's this Saturday, is the 0 Mile Fun Run to benefit KSJE. Got to register online, ksje.com/funrun. It'll be 11 a.m. in the Learning Commons, and you'll get a sweet t-shirt for doing nothing but showing up and paying your $25. Or you can make a donation, of course, also by giving us a call or online. The number is 566-3909. And anyone who wants to accept this food challenge, again, I am double challenging you to take that extra money that you're saving on all that coffee and water.
And we've got a caller.
Fantastic.
Caller, you're on the air. Hello?
Hey, it's Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. How are you?
Great. So I have a joke for you, or I also have maybe a food story. Which do you want?
Ooh, both. I don't know. I think I want both. Yeah.
Let's start with the joke, though.
Okay. So some of my jokes definitely don't get that big of a laugh, but oh well.
We're a great audience.
I think they're pretty funny.
Scott's reaching over for the blue button, which is the bleep. He's been clutching that ever since we got here.
Well, at least you're in control. You could at any time just cut me off.
No. It's the censor button. So
no, those kind of jokes always go over well. It's these good cheesy ones. It's probably cheesy, right, Sharon?
Okay, you ready for it?
Ready. Yeah.
Okay, so there's this family of tomatoes, and they're crossing the road because, you know, the grass is greener on the other side. So Daddy and Mommy and Baby Tomato are crossing the road, and Daddy looks both ways, and there's no cars. So he runs across the road, and Mommy's coming, and she's taking her time. And Dad's getting mad. He's turning red as a tomato, and he's getting mad. And he looks back at Mommy and says, "What's the holdup?" And she's like, "Well, baby, I have baby, a baby on board." And he's like, "Okay, I got this." So he runs back across the road, and he tells Mom, he's like, "There's cars coming, so hurry up, run across the road, I'll get baby." And so Mom's like, "Okay, don't be too hard on him." So she starts walking across the road. As she looks back, she hears Daddy Tomato yelling at baby, and he stomps his foot on baby, and he says, "Catch up."
I got way too emotionally involved in that joke, and I'm seeing the whole family. I see like a suitcase and a top hat and a tie.
I know.
Poor ketchup. That's fabulous. Okay, tell me your food story now.
Okay, food story. So a little bit more about what you guys provide there, because we're talking about living on a budget. By the way, I think that challenge is amazing.
Thank you.
I think it definitely, you know, I try to teach my kids about finance, and it's definitely a great strategy to include your kids, like, on budgeting and how to manage money. And a great way to teach that is through shopping at the grocery store or any of that. So I appreciate you putting this challenge together. I think it's going to be fun for me and my family to participate in.
Thank you.
But as far as story, okay, so I just wanted to kind of comment out on, like, you know, I have a big family, and, you know, let's just say, what about those people who make plenty of money, but they just don't seem to have enough for food? Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying this because it's been a reality in my life at some point, where, you know, we couldn't qualify for any assistance, but it was a struggle to put food on the table. So
absolutely.
What about those middle people who don't qualify for services, don't qualify for any of that, and they're just on that borderline, and they don't know what to do. So I guess what type of resources do you provide for that? Is there, like, different types of strategies to help? And so since I specialize in finance, that's actually something that I'm trying to put together. It's like a family plan to help those families who may make enough money to not qualify but still find it very hard with putting food on the table.
That's so true.
Healthy food.
Yeah, healthy food. That's the extra hard part.
Right.
So we work with a lot of different programs around town that help with food insecurity, and there are places that you can go to get some extra help. Echo Food Bank is one local resource that we help support, and they do have some income guidelines, but they are not the same as the food stamps. Mm-hmm. There's also Catholic Charities. Catholic Charities serves breakfast and lunch, or it's actually breakfast and dinner, and they don't ask people for income requirements, and so they're really just open to serve anybody who's hungry and anybody who identifies the need within themselves. The same goes for the Daily Bread, which is the soup kitchen, and they serve lunch every single day, and they serve food to about 150 people a day, if I'm not mistaken. Another option is the Frontline Mission or Salvation Army, and Oasis is a community church, and they have a food pantry, and they distribute food on a weekly basis. And so those are other local community resources that are available to a wider variety of people who deal with the struggles of trying to feed a big family. Just because you have a job doesn't mean that you can afford everything. You know, it costs a lot, especially if you're trying to eat healthy. It really does.
Absolutely. And that's another thing that you could take into consideration if it's an option for you, you know, out here, is possibly growing some of your own fruits and vegetables. I know that produce can get pretty expensive, especially organic. So I love my tomato plants every year. They don't cost me much. They last me all summer. I get lots of vitamins, and just the smell is kind of meditative for me. And then there's that free lunch program during the summer, which is always awesome. I actually have fond memories of eating my free lunch out in front of Brookside Pool. And there is a really cool program for children, because 1 in 4 children in San Juan County are chronically hungry, which is the Echo Food Bank Backpack Program. And so what they do is, at the end of the week, the teachers will pass out backpacks to these kids who have applied for the program, so that they can take food home for the weekends for their families as well.
And though the school lunch program that happens throughout the summer is happening at different parks around the county. And so they'll just feed the children lunch that are at the parks during the summer.
So I think this is great. You've provided plenty of resources. My company is a network, so it brings a whole bunch of different community organizations together, so that we have the resources in one spot, and it's a collaboration of what the community has. So I'll probably put together a list of all of what you mentioned and probably post it on my Facebook feed, or if you could do the same, that'd be awesome. Because here's the thing, we have a lot of resources out there, but oftentimes no one knows about them, and if you don't know about them, you obviously don't use them.
That's right.
So what I can do is I can put all the resources, especially now that school's getting out, you know, all those free lunches, I agree with, those are so fun. They're also a nice free family event, to put it together. That way, as we approach summer, it can help people with their financial struggle and their food. So
that's right. We'll definitely share stuff. Thank you so much for calling and sharing with us your hilarious joke, and also getting some more information about food insecurity for everyone. So thank you so much, and we'll talk with you later, Sherry. And that brought up a thought to me when Sherry was talking about the way in which people get connected to services around town. And I'd just like to make a plug for one of our programs over at San Juan United Way, and it's the Helpline, and it's 211. So if you just dial 211 on your phone, it will take you to United Way's helpline, and it is a resource guide and resource hotline that is manned by a real person, and they will help you. You talk to them about what your problem is, and they'll help connect you with different services that are available around the community. You can also call 326-4357 is the helpline number, and it's a great resource to be able to pass around to people that may need help. So it's where you turn when you're in trouble and you don't know exactly the answer. We do our best to try to help point you in the right direction and connect all of the resources around town so that people have somewhere central to direct them.
Absolutely. And also, on that same note, if you happen to be a nonprofit or a church or somewhere that offers some sort of service that maybe we don't know about and would like to share it with the community, we would love to help to promote that for you to the people that need it. There's nothing worse than unused resources.
That's right. And so you can also get in touch with us over at United Way if you'd like to be included in our helpline resource. The more the merrier. We really just want to use this as an effort to connect people with the services that they need and that are available. So that's a free resource for the community.
And I'd like to just point out, too, that Sherry made two incredible points. And one is those people who just barely don't qualify for these programs, which is unfortunate because usually they are struggling and just barely getting by, and yet they can't get these types of services, and also the point about it being something to teach your kids, mm-hmm. because this is a really good way to plant that seed. Your kids may end up facing the same struggle that you do, hopefully not, but you want them to learn early. Don't throw away those vegetables. Pay attention to what you're paying for. You know, buy things that last, things that are healthy. Learn to budget and make sure that the food should be one of the first things in your budget, mm-hmm. Before anything else, because you can't live on coffee and Red Bull.
That's right. And to lighten things up, while we were on the phone, we got a joke sent to us by Gabe. Uh-oh. So I'm gonna tell you the joke, Jen.
Okay.
Why couldn't the sesame seed leave the casino?
Oh, goodness. I don't know.
Because he was on a roll. Thank you so much for the joke.
I think Catherine might even have a song to shout out in thanks for that joke, huh?
Do I?
She might. We'll think it over. We'll come back to that. In that case, Gabe, I'll just return the favor with a joke of my own. Gabe, did you see the movie about the hot dog? We'll let Catherine answer on your behalf. Catherine, do you
he
think
did
Gabe...
not. I don't think he did.
That's too bad, because it was an Oscar wiener.
That's so bad.
I know. Well, if anyone else, we are wrapping up. We've got just a little bit more time left. We'll go ahead and throw out a song, but if anybody wants to give us a call in these last few minutes and tell us about how much you love KSJE, your favorite program, that you are a long-term supporter, I know I am, not so much long-term, but I intend to be.
Yes.
A legacy giver. you can give us a call at 566-3909, or if you are planning on attending the 0 Mile Fun Run this Saturday at 11 a.m. in the Learning Commons, let us know about that, or just basically anything that you wanna shout out in these last few minutes. And in the meantime, I think we'll take it away. I believe this track is one of my personal faves, which is from the French movie Amelie.
Yes.
Thank you.
And we're back. This is going to be our last segment for the Catherine and Jen Show 2.0. We are so appreciative to KSJE for being such a great supporter of so many things in the community and for being so diverse and unique and eclectic and all the things that we like in San Juan County. Just a reminder, we are here today to raise money for KSJE, so please consider supporting them. And we also want to make a last plug for our Food Insecurity Work Week Challenge. That will be next week, and we will be pushing a lot of stuff out on social media, and we invite people to engage with us, tell us a story, give us a tip, whatever is of interest to you, and share our stuff.
Absolutely. We would like to just really get the word out. So if that seems like I said, if you've got kids or you've got a trip to go on or something and you just don't feel like you can do it, just try to make a conscious effort to spread the word. Tell people, hey, did you know, if you were living on a food stamp budget, you'd get $6.51 a day. That's crazy. I can't believe it. Look at this. How much green beans have gone up. I don't know how I'd do it. Or think about it when you're with your kids. Point it out to them while you're shopping.
Yeah, you know? Teach them the value of food. Teach them to prioritize healthy choices and to be conscious of how much they're spending and how much they're actually consuming versus throwing away. I know that's another really big problem is food waste. So that's another way to be really conscious of what you're spending and what you're bringing home is eat it all.
Yeah. And if you didn't call in, but you did want to take the challenge without having to do the research, I'll just give you a real quick breakdown. For a household size of one, it's actually $6.25. I'm sorry, I was giving myself an extra 26 cents there. So $6.25 for a household of one. For two, it's $11.52. For three, it's $16.48. And for four, it's $20.93. As it goes up from there, it goes up about $4.97 per person, which points out something else that while you think $6.25 isn't a lot for you, the bigger your household size gets, the less you each get. So once you're at a family of five, you're down to $4.97 per meal. And if it's a little easier, just multiply it by five to figure out what your work week budget is, and then go on out to the store, see what you can get, and make it last.
And we'll also be posting this information on our Facebook page, the easy guide to budgeting for the work week. So follow us there if you didn't catch the dollar amounts that Jen just threw out. We'll have it available on our Facebook page.
Absolutely. And come down to the fun run on Saturday and let us know. Track us down. Tell us that you want to take the challenge or that you already have or that you want to get a group together. And we'll be there supporting KSJE, 11 a.m., the Learning Commons. It's $25 to get your very own sweet 0 mile fun run. And all you have to do is show up. Although it is much preferred that if you want to get your shirt and probably in the size that'll fit you, that you register online early at ksje.com/funrun.
And I've got another joke before we close out with one last song. So the joke, Jen, you haven't heard this one.
Okay.
Why do the French like to eat snails?
That's a very good question. And I've had snails, so I don't know.
Because they don't like fast food.
Yeah, your food is.
Thank you, BJ, for that joke.
Your food is secure in that it's not going anywhere. Well, I think I might have just enough time for one more. Let me see out of all of these which one I just can't live without. How about... why do watermelons have fancy weddings, Catherine?
Why?
Because they cantaloupe.
We really hope that you guys have enjoyed listening to our corny show and hearing us talk about some pretty heavy stuff in the community. And I hope that you can take a fact or two and share it with someone. And then maybe you can also take a joke or two and share it with someone and lighten their day.
Absolutely. We hope to see you again raising more money for KSJE on the Catherine and Jen Show maybe 3.0. But in the meantime, don't forget the number to call is 566-3909. And make sure you support listener-supported radio KSJE because they are just sensational. And we want them around for 100 more years.
We do. They do some pretty cool stuff. And Scott told us earlier, he gave us a little preview of a very cool show that's coming up in a couple of weeks about self-driving cars. So that's what I'm going to be listening out for.
By 2030, you ain't going to need your car no more, apparently.
Yeah, that's just a preview. So thank you so much for having us and listening to us. And we're going to close you out with one more special song.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Oh, would it be a sin? Oh, if I can't help falling in love with you. Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so we go. Take my whole life too. Oh, for I can't falling in love with you. Oh, like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so take my heart.